In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. After me comes he who is mightier than I, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the conclusion of the gospel that we just heard. And of course, these are words that come from the mouth of John the Baptist, the forerunner as we know him, the messenger as we also know him, and as in some of the icons of St. John the Baptist, you will see wings behind him as an angel, which expresses or represents this truth, this understanding of John as a messenger, because the angels, or the angelos, means a messenger. And the message, of course, that he brings is said earlier in this gospel when he says that I come to tell you that you should repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And that also is something that you will see in the icon of St. John the Baptist in the scroll that he's holding. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So once again, just a day after the new year begins, and we heard in the gospel yesterday about our Lord being brought to the temple on the eighth day. He was named, he was circumcised according to the law, fulfilling the law, not breaking the law or doing away with the law, but fulfilling it. And then we heard about how he grew in stature and in wisdom, how he was in the temple, a 12-year-old boy in the temple teaching others, doing the business in his father's house. This, after having celebrated the glorious event and feast of his incarnation, of becoming one of us in his birth, and all the events that surrounded that, we continue on in this celebration, but also in this message. And the message is that which John brought, which is the message of repentance. Repentance. We hear this word a lot. We say this word a lot in our services, in our liturgy, and in our other services of the church. And it is expressed in the sacrament of penance, where we bring to our Lord, not bring to the church, not bring to the priest, but bring to our Lord our tears of repentance. And this is the connection between the event that will take place here in our church in a few days, the event that took place 2,000 years ago, where our Lord was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, and the connection between water, the connection between the Holy Spirit and repentance, the tears of repentance. I often say this when a person comes to the sacrament of penance or repentance, of confession, that it is a gift. The tears of repentance are a gift that they bring, and that we all bring, hopefully, to God. Because this is how we, even more than the gift and the miracle of healing, the gift and the miracles that we hear about and we read about, the greatest gift, the greatest miracle is bringing our tears of repentance, recognizing who we are before the Lord, turning away from something, which is what repentance means, to turn from something. And when we turn from something, we turn towards something. We turn away from the old person, the human in us, and turn towards God. It's very simply expressed, but it's very challenging for us to do because we have to prepare ourselves. And that's the other message from the gospel today, preparing ourselves. John prepared the people. Imagine, as we heard here in the first few verses, all the people from Judea and all the people from Jerusalem came out to be baptized by John. All of them came to see him. He was well known, so well known that ultimately he was put to death. He was beheaded because of the message that he brought. But he continued to be the voice crying in the wilderness. He prepared himself. In fact, we even know from the gospel in Luke that we read, or just before we read in our Paraklesis service every Wednesday night, that the babe in the womb of Elizabeth, John, leaped for joy at the greeting of Mary to Elizabeth, knowing that she would give birth to the Lord, the very same one he says right here that he is not worthy to even untie his sandal. I baptized, he said, with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And this is the completion that we will celebrate at Pentecost. This all is connected, and it all is something that we offer every year. It may seem repetitive, it may even seem boring to some, but it reminds us of this journey that we too are on from the time we are born, and even before we're born, all the way to the time that we leave this world with the hope of eternal life. This is what Paul was speaking about in Timothy today, 2 Timothy. I fought the good fight, I finished the race. And there are laid up before me crowns. Crowns in heaven, he says. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. All who have loved his appearing. If we bring our tears of repentance to the Lord, this is an expression of our love for his appearing. This is what John brought in his message. This is what others after John brought in their message, and ultimately to their martyrdom. This is the voice crying in the wilderness, and we too are called to be that voice crying in the wilderness. And it seems as if today more than ever, we are truly in the wilderness with all of the different and all of the terrible, in certain cases, things that are happening around us. We are called to be that voice crying in this wilderness today. That means with boldness, and that means with courage, and that means with knowledge, and that means with love. We too are called to be that voice, to preach just as John did, to preach about the one that was coming after him, but the one that we know. John was just before the Lord's coming, his life, his ministry, his sacrifice, his death, and his resurrection, and the receiving of the Holy Spirit. This was the fulfillment to all those generations before Christ and John. We too are in this period of expectation, just as those before Christ, because we are in a period of expectation for his second coming, for when he will come again to take his church, the body, to be with him once again. So we, in this period of expectation, must be the voices crying in the wilderness. And if there ever was a time that the wilderness needs to hear that voice, the very same voice that John preached, that John used when he preached about repentance, it is now. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Not just for the crowns of righteousness, But as John said, to be like him, we are not worthy to untie the sandals of our Lord. But he is the one who has come and will come again that will bring all together, so that, as John did, even in his martyrdom, would glory in the Lord and receive that crown of righteousness. So as we look forward to the blessing and the glorious event of theophany, of the manifestation of the Holy Trinity, where God expressed about his beloved Son, with whom he was well pleased, and the Spirit in the form of a dove came down upon him, we see the manifestation of the Trinity. Let us prepare ourselves, just as John called us to be prepared, through our own tears of repentance, and turn away from that which calls us in the world and toward our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.